We were talking about the issue of boy racers yesterday. A number of people raising it with us, Councillor Sean, former Councillor Sean Coonan as well, talking about the noise and the disturbance in the centre of Clarny Town for residents not happy with it. Well, with me on the line is, on our comment line, 066 712 3666, is Johnny Foley. Johnny, good morning to you.
Morning, Julia.
Now, you have a response, I suppose, to people who are raising concerns and raising issues, and you're pointing towards what people who are car enthusiasts bring to Killarney, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Like, I don't have the finger off my head straight away, you know, but it wasn't even in the thousands, the amount of money that the Rally of the Lakes brought to Killarney this year alone, and the year before it was in the millions, like, not even 1 million, it was in the couple of millions, like.
Okay.
And the people of Killarney don't know where to stop, like. Killarney is packed every weekend with their young people, their young girls and young boys. They bring their cars, and the cars are full with friends of theirs, and they go out in Killarney, and they spend their money in Killarney. And the following morning, then if they leave their cars there, they might have to go home, or if they get accommodation there, they come back to Killarney, and they spend more money the following morning. And this is nearly every weekend.
You're saying car enthusiasts like this, they bring money. They spend like tourists into Killarney Town, so they should be welcomed.
Yeah, nearly every weekend of the year.
Not even just around rally weekends?
Not even just around rally weekend. Last weekend wasn't rally weekend, and there was a country western band in Killarney, and there was plenty of young people, car enthusiasts at that. There was thousands at that, and the town of Killarney was packed last weekend.
So do you think people are being unfair? Residents are being unfair when they target them and tar them all with the same brush and say, look, they're not welcome.
Yeah, I do think that they're being unfair.
You feel like, are they trying to keep Killarney just for the Americans or something?
That's what I would believe. That's what I said. That's what I would believe, yeah.
And look, what about then, though, the 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning, Johnny, and the tearing through the streets and the loud exhausts and the genuine disturbance for people who are trying to just enjoy their properties in peace and quiet?
Look, I live in Lixnair, and I hear the same thing every night. Well, not every night, but a lot of nights of the week. And look, it wakes me sometimes, but I just put up with it. That's what part and parcel living in rural Ireland. And there's very little left in rural Ireland for young people to do. And this is a pastime for them, and it is their hobby, like the former councillor said yesterday.
You think people should just put up with it, the noise disturbance?
We have to put, like, noise is everywhere. We all have to put up with noise.
But they're arguing this is excessive noise. At 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, amplified and modified cars, exhausts, and all of those noise issues that come from them, the design is to make as much noise as possible to get a kick out of it, I take it.
That's up to them if they want to get a kick out of it. I don't know what the reason is behind it. I'm not a car enthusiast myself, but
sure,
I have to put up with it myself. You know, I have to listen to these people during the night as well, and it's just what I have to put up with.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to put up with it, and we put up with it around the country. There's people everywhere else in the country that put up with it. And Killarney seems to be the only place year on year that makes noise about it.
They have to live too, these people. They have to have their pastimes and their enjoyment too, is your argument, Johnny.
Like we all do. And there is very little left in rural Ireland to do. And this is one of the things that they do.
Yeah. So live and let live.
I would say so, yeah. And
okay,
think of what about the business that it brings to Killarney year round.
Yeah. There is a benefit for it, your argument is, from these people coming into town with their cars. They spend money, they partake in activities, and they contribute economically.
Yes.
Okay, Johnny, listen, thanks for your views. Interesting comments. Johnny Foley there on the line, on the comment line, 066 712 3666. What do you take? Look, millions come in because of the rally every year, every weekend. Killarney's packed with young people who own these cars, spend their week's wages on a night out or maybe two nights out. Is it that people in Killarney want Killarney kept just for Americans as some sort of a country club? Give us your view, and what's the harm with a bit of noise?